Well, we're interested in a number of things, but one question we want to address is, does background ionizing radiation have an effect on life, and was it involved in causing the evolution of pathways to deal with reactive oxygen species? Now, you might think from the name reactive oxygen species, that would be reactive, damaging chemicals produced by the presence of oxygen. But one of the mysteries of life is the fact that these pathways are very ancient, and we also find them in microbes that live in anaerobic environments, places without any oxygen. So why have these very ancient organisms that live in anaerobic conditions evolved these pathways to deal with reactive oxygen species? And one possible answer to that is that ionizing radiation causes the formation of these reactive chemicals, even in environments where there's no oxygen in the atmosphere. And we can test that hypothesis by taking away the background levels of ionizing radiation and seeing what the effect is on these reactive oxygen pathways.
And what do you expect to happen? I'm asking, what do you expect, because you haven't done the experiment yet.
Well, what we would expect is that for aerobic microbes that live in environments where there's oxygen, that background level of ionizing radiation might be a conditioning factor. It might help them deal with reactive oxygen species. So when you take them deep underground and you cut out that background level of ionizing radiation, you might think that it's detrimental to them, because now they don't have this continuous background level of radiation that's conditioning them to deal with reactive oxygen species from the presence of oxygen gas. But for anaerobic microbes, taking away that ionizing radiation might be a good thing, because it'll take away one of the few stresses that causes the production of these reactive toxic oxygen chemistries. And so the environment would end up being better for them.
Now, you've been at a meeting here at Arizona State University. What have you got out of the meeting that you've just been attending?
Well, this has been a really astonishing meeting for me, because I thought about looking at these experiments that we've talked about and looking at life in low radiation environments. And I was vaguely aware there was a connection between radiation, reactive oxygen species, and cancer, and the onset of cancer. But it's not something I ever thought about getting involved in, just because it's not my area of expertise. But in the space of 2 days, I've learnt a vast amount about cancer and where this research might fit into looking at cancer research. So I came in 2 days ago thinking about growing microbes in the deep subsurface. And by 6 o'clock on the second day, I've already agreed to grow stem cells in this lab deep underground, which is great. There's a collaboration now that we've just set up in the last 2 hours to look at low radiation in stem cells. Another group that are looking at making markers inside cells to look at reactive oxygen species with a view to applying this to cancer are also now going to collaborate on this project. And I think it's fantastic, because now there's a connection between astrobiology and deep subsurface biology and cancer research, even if in a reasonably limited way to begin with. But the fact that I formed a collaboration with someone looking at stem cells and trying to understand the onset of cancer, I think is just really, really exciting. And the reason why I find that exciting is because, you know, Mars exploration, early Earth research, all this sort of stuff is fascinating. And I think it's really essential to understand how life evolved on early Earth, whether it could be somewhere elsewhere. It tells us a lot about ourselves. But cancer is just such a visceral, tangible problem, and people suffer from this disease, and it's something that so many people have experience of. But I've never really come face to face with that research community, and to come away from a meeting thinking that you could apply thoughts about life on early Earth and life on Mars and actually make a contribution to this, not just think about it and come to a research meeting where you're talking about it, but actually collaborate with someone and make a contribution, I think is really tremendously exciting. And I think that any of these sorts of workshops where you've got interdisciplinary thinking going on and where you can make these sorts of links is a wonderful thing to do.